This is the Faith and Family column, written for us by Kimberly Noel Zeller, sharing peace near and far. Hands waving through screens, two fingers and a peace sign, elbow bumps and the nodding of heads are ways we've passed the peace during COVID-19 pandemic. Like so much else in our lives, we've adapted this long-standing practice in response to the virus. However, its practice, this simple ritual, teaches our kids to see everyone worthy of receiving and knowing God's peace, a peace that surpasses our own understanding. We offer peace to people with whom we may disagree and with those with whom we have had challenges. The act teaches us and our children that it is a gift to look friends and neighbors in the eye and bear witness to their humanity. When we say, "The peace of Christ be with you," during worship, we speak words that have been shared for generations, words that come to us from Scripture. Over and over, Paul greets church members in peace. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Gospel of Luke, Mary hears, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." And Mary is literally carrying the peace within her in the form of baby Jesus. This is a beautiful invitation for us today to share not just our peace, but the peace of Christ that dwells in each of us. Indeed, we can also cultivate peace at home in our family devotions. And this might look like remembering in prayer people and nations in war zones, or family researching and supporting peacemaking organizations. In addition, sharing peace at home may invite congregations on forgiveness, how to apologize when we've hurt someone, and how we offer forgiveness to those who've challenged us. Get creative and brainstorm as a family some ways that you would like to share peace with each other and your community. And wherever your family goes this fall, take some time to practice peace. Share a greeting, trust that Christ dwells within you, and make holy connections with each other and others. God's peace comes back to us when our neighbors respond in faith. Here are some practices. Before meals, try sharing the peace as a family. Greet one another with the words, "The peace of Christ be with you." And then you can find a map or a globe and talk as a family about different countries and say a prayer of peace for the countries in the world and your neighbors who live there. You can also research peacemaking organizations such as the Lutheran World Federation.